That legal strategy was supercharged by a 1992 Supreme Court decision, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, in which the justices ruled that states could restrict abortion so long as they did not impose an undue burden on patients. In the 3 decades since, the number of laws restricting abortion multiplied. Abortion opponents framed many of these new rules as protections for women's health, but doctors often described them as medically unnecessary. It's simply that the enforcement of these regulations would make it hard to keep clinics open, says Elizabeth Nash of the Guttmacher Institute, a research center that supports abortion rights. The plan worked. In 1992, there were 2,380 abortion providers in the U.S., according to Guttmacher. In 2017, the most recent year for which statistics are available, there were 1,587. Mississippi has been the tip of the spear in this strategy. In the 90s and 2000s, state lawmakers passed more than 24 restrictions on abortion, each of which came with new costs, paperwork, or staffing rules that pushed abortion clinics out of business. By 2004, JWHO was the only clinic in the state left standing. Brewer says it's still struggling to stay afloat. There are so many hurdles, she says. Brewer was first hired at the Pink House in 2001 as a sterilization technician. Back then, she says, she was not attuned to the national politics of abortion. Her outlook was guided by her own experience growing up in a poor family outside Jackson, where she received no sex education in school and no one ever talked about abortion. In her mid-20s, she tried to get an abortion but was too far along and had a baby when she didn't feel prepared to do so. Brewer now has 6 kids she loves. When she talks about reproductive justice, she describes it as letting people decide if, when, and how they choose to have a family. In 2010, when Brewer was promoted to clinic director, the national politics of abortion found her. Brewer credits Diane Derzis, majority owner of the Pink House, for helping to guide her. She taught me how to speak up and how to fight, Brewer said. In the South, we're limited on who's speaking out. This is not the time to be quiet.